I want to welcome everyone today to the virtual summit, Change Your World So You Can Change the World. This is Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. And today I am giving you some great information on how to own your fabulousness. Now, first of all, nothing that we do is perfect. But it's amazing to me how many times imperfection creates perfection. So, for example, is this title, Own Your Fabulousness. During one of my presentations, it was actually at Joanne A.J. Scott that spoke earlier today, I was speaking at her conference. And there was a gentleman in the conference, and he spoke out and said something along the lines of, well, Tanya, not everyone can be fabulous. And it spewed out of my mouth, are you kidding? Everyone should own their fabulousness. And the more nisnesses, the more the whole audience just roared. And so a lot of times, from something that seemed like it was going to be a negative, right? I had a gentleman that was kind of debating me, which is always weird that people debate someone who's on stage. But he really had an issue that he could not own his fabulousness. And this is what I find from a lot of people, is if you do not own your greatness, if you don't own who you are and what you know and that it is special, then it's hard to not only have people follow you and want to be around your world and in your world, but also buy things from you, collaborate with you, all of those things. So especially as a speaker, but it really kind of covers anything. You know, the top realtors are not the top realtors because they keep themselves a secret. And they don't keep how well they do a secret. Now, we usually find that men have an easier time with owning how wonderful they are. I mean, I hear it from my husband and from all the other guys. They're like, well, I know I am great. I know what I do is awesome, right? Because you can see it. I have a son and a daughter. And it's the way that society pressures the children for certain greatness. So in girls, we're usually taught to play as a team. We're not allowed usually to stand out. We're told that that is not a desirable quality in a girl. Where boys are constantly told to win, be the best, smash everybody else, win, right? And so they are kind of programmed to show people that they are the best, and to prove it over and over again. So I see, especially in women, that they don't own how great they are. Now, I see it in men too. You know, I talk to people all the time, and they just shrug off what they've done in their past. They shrugged off their experiences, their jobs that they've had, the businesses that they've created, the awards that they've won. I mean, it is really, really sad. But a lot of it is also because they've never actually been told that they are fabulous. And it just hurts my soul. Because I know for me it was really hard growing up because I was told that I was not fabulous, right? And a lot of us are told that growing up, and so it kind of goes along with us for our whole life. And we're always trying to prove that we are someone special, because we truly are. And sometimes it's easier said than done. Because, and then this also goes to a lot of women, we're told that we shouldn't boast, we shouldn't gloat, we shouldn't be pompous, or whatever. But it's all in our own head. It's all in our own head. So the other day was a perfect example. I was doing a presentation at GE. Okay, it's a huge company. And I was using, actually at their Wayne division, which is their kind of oil and gas industry part of with their gas pumps and things like that. Now, this is a very male-dominated industry, and I was speaking to their women's group. They bring them together so that they feel there's camaraderie because, again, for them, it's about teamwork. And I was talking to them about being a mentor because they were going to bring in young women from the college to, you know, help them through the process of working, especially in a male-dominated industry like that. So I was talking to them, and everyone was saying how wonderful this one lady was. And she kept shrugging it off and kept telling everyone, oh, stop. She wasn't allowing and believing that it was true. Because she, again, did not want to seem like she was arrogant. So I had her stand up in front of the whole group because I asked anybody, you know, who's having a really hard time with, you know, this. And, of course, she raised her hand, and, of course, I picked on her and made her stand up, and I had her gloat in front of everyone. And she told them that she was, you know, a very good marketer, that she was a very good leader and boss, and that, you know, she went on a little bit as long as we could force her to stand up and say things nice about herself. Well, it was amazing to see everyone was shaking their heads with huge smiles on their face. They were agreeing with her. When I asked them, the whole group, who, when she said that, thought she was being pompous? Of course, nobody raised their hand. They were all going, no, it's real, it's true. But she could not accept it. She really was about to break down because she felt terrible about focusing on herself. And this is the way a lot of us feel, because realistically, most people never feel that you're being pompous. It's all in our own head. And how is anybody going to know how fabulous you are unless you tell them? It is really up to you to let people know that you're incredible. Because how will they know if you don't tell them? And I know how hard it is because I had the head game. I totally have been there, done that, and still in a lot of respects. When it's time for me to tell people, you know, who I am, because, you know, sometimes, especially on stage, sometimes they read a bio, which is great because someone else is kind of gloating about you, right? And sometimes you have to do it yourself. So when it's the do-it-yourself part, oh. And I've learned I had to slow down because I tried to rush through that part. But again, if you're rushing through it, it devalues it because you don't look confident in what you've won and what you've done in your life. If you're just like brushing it away, oh, it's no big deal, then everyone else is going to think it's no big deal. And it is a big deal. And you got to make it a big deal to make an impact. I mean, if you think of people that you admire, do they brush it off? Probably not. They're probably very confident. And to your eyes, they're very confident. They may still in their head go, oh, my gosh, I'm being arrogant when I say those things. But to everybody else, they're just being confident. So I encourage you and I implore you to own it. So when you're introducing yourself to somebody and you're shaking their hands, you know they're going to ask it, so what do you do? Now, they didn't ask who you are. They asked what you do. But realistically, they don't care what you do until they care about who you are. So whatever you've done, you've got to bring out. And depending on who you're speaking to, and a lot of times you don't know who you're speaking to because they hide it, you have to adjust for that because it is important about, you know, bringing that information into it, bringing that information to them. So, oh, hi, I'm Tanya Hoffman. I'm the CEO and founder of the Public Speakers Association. So, A, you have to give yourself a title. every one of you is probably a business owner. You own your own business. So give yourself an actual title. Give yourself an actual something that people can, people love titles. And I, you know, again, it's hard to focus on something that doesn't matter to you. So titles have never impressed me, but it does impress others. It also gives them a sense that you're much bigger than, you know, having an office in your home and you're, you know, just starting out. You don't need to say those kind of things. You never mention that you're just starting a company, right? It's that you are the CEO, you are the president, you are the chief executive, you are whatever your title is. You got to give yourself a title. So what's the next part? Oh, I'm an international and national speaker. Okay, so what kind of speaker are you? They won't know that you're a speaker if you don't tell them, right? So if you're talking to people and you wonder why you're never getting booked to speak, it's probably because they don't know that you speak. So if you're a local speaker or a statewide speaker or a national speaker, tell them. What else? Oh, I'm an author or a multi-book author. That's impressive. Most people are not an author at all. And everybody needs to be a published author. Now, I don't recommend doing a book like I did. It took me 2 years to write and 6 months to edit. Nowadays, you can get be a part of compilation books, like the one that the Public Speakers is putting out. So we've got our next volume coming out. We just posted the information. So it gives you an opportunity to write one chapter, have 24 other people promoting it, promoting you, right? Finding new clients for you. So it's also great marketing for yourself. But now you can actually say you're a published author. If you already have a book, there's nothing more impressive than being an author than a multi-book author. Because you're not going, oh, but I only wrote a chapter. No, you don't say things like that because it doesn't matter to them. You've already done something that they have not. Right? What else? Maybe you haven't done any of those things. Maybe you've won an award. You can post, you know, let people know, oh, I won the, you know, most connected person in the world award. Whatever it is, you can mention it. You can also mention if you've been in your business for, you know, a length of time. You know, I've been a realtor for 6 years. That's impressive to people. So it's about giving them the teeth to sink into. Okay? You've got to own it. You've got to be okay with it. So when people, when you introduce yourself, first who you are, then I sometimes will make a comment like, oh, yeah, and I'm a recovering introvert, which has been interesting being a speaker. So you can also make light of things that have happened. Sometimes, if, depending on where I am, I may throw something out in that very brief conversation of introducing myself, right? I may say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm a cancer survivor. I've been robbed and tied up when I was 6 months pregnant. Sometimes that throws a wrench in it, you know, and people are like, what? What's that? You know, so it gets them talking to me. So sometimes you have to use what's happened to you to bring you back down because you have to build yourself up, but then you've got to make yourself relatable because a lot of people get scared if you're too fabulous. And it's always funny to me because I like one of the most approachable people. But I can't tell you how many people don't approach me. You know, even when I walk over to them, you can see their eyes get really big and I'm reaching out to shake their hand and they're like, hi. And I'm like, really? Because we forget about who we are and what others see us as. So own your fabulousness. So if you go on stage, if you write your bio for a book, you write your bio for your website. It is not a resume. Do not put every place you've worked at. They don't need to know what you worked at when you were 16, unless it's impressive. write it as if they're wanting to read it. And if you're not good at those kind of things, get somebody else to write it. Because you could always tweak it. If you're writing a bio for your speaker sheet, it is not a regular bio. It is a speaker's bio, meaning that the person reading a speaker sheet is someone who's wanting to book you to speak. So they don't care about where you've worked before. They want to know how you speak and what you're going to, or is their audience going to resonate with you. So that's the bio you want to write. Okay. Another thing that you need to get really comfortable doing, and this will impact anybody's life, is the one thing, even just at the other day, like I was talking about, I was at GE, it was the one thing that the executive in the room, he walked up to me and says, I'm going to use that because that was brilliant. Okay? The one thing you always need to do is allow others to own their fabulousness. So what do I mean by that? Simply encouraging others, patting them on the back. Again, like I said, most people go through life without ever being told that they've done good, that they're incredible. So if you did that, can you imagine the impact you would have on people's lives? I mean, we do it all the time. My husband and I will go to a restaurant and there's a really incredible server. We'll ask them to bring over their manager and we'll tell their manager how amazing they are. And we'll also let them know how amazing they are. Make sure that they're there too. If you're in line someplace and someone does something really great, thank them for that. Say, wow, you did that really awesome. Whatever it is, you know, it doesn't take anything away from you and it actually adds so much value. Every time you hear someone speak, send them a testimonial. Do you think they'll start remembering you if they get a testimonial from you? And if they don't know you, do you think they'll want to know you? Yeah. Who's this person sending me a testimonial? So if you're at an event and you hear somebody on stage, I don't care if they're the biggest speaker out there. They still want to hear that they're doing a good job. So think about the last event that you were at. Did you send anybody a testimonial? Because if they're on stage, they're going to be easy to find. You're going to be able to find their website. All you have to do is probably Google them. They find them on Facebook, Twitter, right? You can find them on LinkedIn. You'll be able to find them. You'll find them on the Public Speakers Association. Send them a, wow, this is what I learned from you. Wow, this changed my life. Wow, this, whatever, right? Give them specifics, because what will happen, too, is they'll be wowed by you, and you always put your name and your website link connected to your testimonial. So they all they have to do is copy and paste it, and most of the time, they'll copy and paste it and put it in their website. And now your website link is on someone's website, which gives you great SEO traffic, means internet traffic. So it's a great strategy for your business. Make sense? Yep. So let people know how fabulous they are. Now, the other day, it's been a while back now, I have a monthly event in Austin, Texas that I put on. It's called the Huge Monthly Business Networking Luncheon. And I always have someone fabulous come in and speak. And one day I was there and I was talking to a lady and I was just impressed by something that she did, and I told her how fabulous she was. And there was a man sitting pretty close. And he goes, "Oh, Tanya, you tell everyone that they're fabulous." And sometimes I can be a little, you know, abrupt. And I looked at him and I'm like, "No, I do not." And he knew what I meant, because I had never told him he was fabulous. Because in my eyes, he's never done anything to help anybody else. And to me, that's the most important part. So even if you're, you know, throwing out petals of fabulousness to other people, you're still being very poignant about it. It is still people that deserve your words of encouragement. If they don't do something that's impressive, then don't tell them. I was in line to get a bottle of water at a McDonald's on a trip. And the young girl that was at the window taking in money had just had a lady in front of me give her the ring through. I mean, I hadn't seen somebody change their mind more times. I don't think ever. And she had to refund her, and then she had to charge her again for the changes. Oh, my gosh. It went on and on forever. And this was in the drive-thru. So when I got up to the window, I'm like, "Wow, you handled that really well. You're not all flustered and everything." She goes, "Oh, man." She goes, "It was hard." I said, "I bet." So, you know, what does that do for her? It took an awful situation and put a smile on her face. And especially as a professional, there's nothing more you can do in life than to encourage not only the people that are close to you, but the people you want to be close to you. So if you are wanting to develop a community, wouldn't you rather have a community of people around you that felt good when they saw you? When they got an email from you, they couldn't wait to read it? When they saw a post on Facebook or Twitter, or they got a phone call when you left a message? Wouldn't that feel great, knowing that they're excited to listen and read what you have said, or to answer that phone, can't waiting to see what you say to them? So I encourage you to own your fabulousness, because believe me, you are. And let others own their fabulousness too. And that will incredibly increase not only your status in other people's lives. Inspiring others will also create you as the leader you deserve to be. Because if you look at leaders, that's what they're really good at, is letting people really dive in and focus on their particular insights that make them who they are. So, if you would like a free copy of my, I've got several different things here. Let's see. The PublicSpeakersAssociation.com. We have a free PDF, Top 7 Ways to Wow an Audience, is on our email newsletter. And that way you can also get updates. You can also get updates and reminder emails from every single chapter. So if you want one for, say, Houston, you can go to one of the Houston chapters, add yourself to the email newsletter, and that way you're getting weekly reminders. Another thing that you can do is reach out to me and say hello. And the easiest way is probably to follow me on Facebook or any of my social media. It's Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A. And then Hoffman is spelled a little funky because my husband's family doesn't know how to spell it right. So it's H-O-F, like Frank, M-A-N-N, so Nancy, so one F and two N's. So all my social media is Tanya Hoffman. Reach out, say hello, love to connect with you. get involved with the Public Speakers Association so that I can get involved in your life, and we can just have a whole lot of fun together. And then that way you can be a part of our next virtual summit.